The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's make this bloody quick. We've all got things to do in this quickie podcast. A scare's gone wrong. Ooh, I mean, I scared her. I meant the best for it, but it went wrong. That's what happened to a man. He scared his girlfriend. She broke up with him and asked to pay for a new iPhone screen on the way out. Take that. It rang very true for me because a few weeks ago I scared Chewy Louie. And they got poor old chamomile tea all over her fingers. Plus the jingle fairy, she was back.
Oh yes, hello there, Jingle Fairy.
Running another jingle for a business that just wants to go to the next level. And that's what the Jingy Fair can deliver. If you'd like to have dealings with the Jingle Fairy, you can always message us on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page. Plus, a Dear Danny Lakey, something you can also do on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page. Social media is amazing. We got to the bottom of whether a girl sleeping with twin number two after breaking up with twin number one was uncouth or hot. Enjoy the quickie. Man hides in street to teach girlfriend not to walk home alone and it ends badly. A man who became worried over his girlfriend's habit to walk home alone in the dark devised a well-intentioned but ultimately terrible plan to show her how dangerous it can be. Taking to Reddit, he explains that she commutes to and from work but refuses to get a bus or taxi from the nearest train station to save money, despite his kind offers to pay. When he insists on picking her up, she refuses to tell him where she is, and he's becoming increasingly worried for her safety. The 20-year-old man decided to try and teach her a lesson about the dangers of the world. You can see where this is going.
I don't even want to know.
So the other night when she was near home, he waited around the corner at the end of the street. When she came around, I jumped out to scare her. She screamed and dropped her phone. When she realised it was me, she got super pissed off and said I was an arsehole. She's now asked me to buy her a new phone and broke up with me. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, fair enough. What? Who in their right mind would be like, you know what's a good idea? Jumping out of my girlfriend in the pitch black dark. You'd think his friends would also be like, hey, mate, probably not a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, just have a cooling off period on that idea, mate. I mean, I get it. You're a prankster.
Just
maybe
calm
a bit
down.
Too far when your nearest and dearest is in your most vulnerable state. Yeah, probably not a good idea. That was a scare gone wrong is what it was.
Has your scare gone wrong? Has your scare gone wrong, 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 wrong?
It's tough. I mean, he just wanted to have a cheeky joke, didn't he? Maybe something more sinister behind that. Well, I'm a prankster. I'm always pulling off rogue scares and rogue pranks. And even one of the most perfectly timed and calculated scares can end in disaster. Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, Chewy Louie, we had our first minor scuffle after I scared you and you had a scalding hot cup of tea in your hand.
All over my fingers.
All over your poor little fingers. To be fair, they smelt delightful of vanilla and chamomile tones.
Yeah, but it didn't feel very good, Lakey, and I got a bit upset with you.
And now, we have a small rule. No scaring when you're walking back to your desk with a hot scalding cup of tea.
I was watching out as I was walking before.
Yeah. Sorry about that. My heart goes out. It was never my intention to scare you and you get scalding hot tea all over you. That's the thing. Every now and then, if you're scaring enough, you'll eventually scare someone who's got a prized possession in their hand or some sort of hot object.
Or
maybe a heart attack. Have you brought on a heart attack?
Just because they could trip, break an arm.
Oh, God, it's the last thing I as a prankster want for my victims. But it happens. Maybe you scared a different person. Maybe someone was coming around the bend and you thought, oh, yeah, this is my mate. All of a sudden you've scared some sort of old lady. She slipped over, cracked her head.
Okay, you're getting a bit grim now.
I just don't know how far this caller topic may go. Beck on 131060. You had a scare gone wrong?
It's actually a friend of mine. He went to his girlfriend's place and scared her after work and jumped out from a shimmy somewhere dark, and she, for the most part, actually pissed herself.
Wow. Just a little squirt? Basic. Little squirt or the full thing?
It was enough that he was definitely saying she pissed herself.
Yeah.
So I will leave that to your imagination. Yeah.
I can see how that happens. I got a weak bladder. That could have happened to me if it wasn't the tea all over my
really?
Fingers.
Really? Yeah. If I scared you good enough, you'd just burst down everywhere.
100%.
Oh, God. Well, this hasn't quelled anything then. The scare's back on. Wow, one of the great scares. I think, to be honest, that I wouldn't say that's gone wrong. It's gone wrong for the scaree. I would have no scarer's guilt if I scared you or the shy guy or Digital Trin and any of yous pissed yourself. That's on you.
It's a win for you, you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a
no
lose
guilt
for us.
No hot tea guilts there. Paul on 131060. There are two types of people in this world, scarers and scaries. What are you?
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I've been here for ages.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
And, so yeah, when I was younger, my nan was sitting there at the computer and I crept up behind her with a fake spider, threw it on the desk and yelled, "Nan, spider!" She's taking a look at it, fall backwards, smashed her head on the ground, and me being a little one, I started crying.
Fair enough.
I knew we'd get a senior injury. Tough one. How old were you?
I was probably about 10, 11 or so.
How could you do that to your nan?
Well, he disappointed me.
I know.
He didn't know. He had a rush of blood. He saw a fake spider. He saw his nan nearby. Any scarer would have done just that. Unfortunately for the nan, she's gone over back.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Did she heal? Did she heal?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, thank God she healed. Thanks, Paul, Carly on 131060. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Scarer or scary?
So I was the one who got scared. My boyfriend, after I left the room, he didn't really know where I was going, but he decided to scare me. And I'd gone to get my iPad. And when he jumped out, I smacked him in the face with it, splitting his lip open. So 5 hours later, an ED and 3 stitches. But still together, still happy. Everyone's good.
Very interesting when the scarer cops an injury because he really doesn't have a leg to stand on. It's the same if you go tickle someone's feet. You can't blame them if there's a knee-jerk reaction. They just kick you in the nose.
But also, yeah. I feel like you, it sounds like you kind of like went to the next door room. That's quite a big reaction for you to jump up and go boff with your iPad.
It is. I'm just a really jumpy person and, yeah, fight or flight, and I thought.
Bam.
There we go. Right on the kisser. Nice.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daily Lake and Lake Show quickie.
Oop, sauce alert. Sauce alert. Been a while since someone slid into the old Danny Lakey Late Show DMs on Instagram and wrote something quite exciting. This is a segment that we call Dear Danny Lakey. Let's listen to what rocked up on our Instagram messages over the weekend, and then let's try and solve it in a civilised discussion.
Dear Danny Lakey, I have a bit of an issue. So my best friend was dating this guy for about 6 months, and things were going really great. Then he suddenly broke up with her out of the blue, and she was absolutely devastated. And now she's secretly dating his twin brother behind his back. It hasn't even been 2 months since they broke up. I feel super awkward as I'm friends with both of them and think she's in the wrong. Help!
Okay. You already know what I think about this. That is absolutely inappropriate. You cannot go 2 months later to dating the guy that you've been with for 6 months. Not just brother, twin brother. And she would have met the family and everything. It's so inappropriate. You cannot do that.
Well, you know what I think.
Go on.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
Woo!
No!
That's like going between two best friends or something. It's just like out of all the people out there, it's awkward for the guy that she was with because it makes him think.
That's why she's keeping it a secret.
Yeah, but you can't do that. It's going to come out eventually. And it's awkward for him because he's thinking if he finds out, oh, the whole time that she was with me, she's wanted to be with my twin brother.
No.
There's plenty more fish in the sea, hun. Go find someone else, not his twin brother.
I'll tell you something about this. The twin is milking this situation as much as this girl's being crazy about the situation. The twin probably already has a secret twinny bro code with his twin. They've probably been involved in threesomes before. They probably talked about how hot the girl was that old mate Twin 1 was dating once upon a time. Twin 2's probably making jokes behind her back with Twin 1. Oh, yeah, she's a bit of a looker. Now, all of a sudden, this girl, who's probably a bit batshit crazy, is now wanting to wean off Twin 1 with a bit of sex therapy from Twin 2. I wouldn't be surprised if Twin 1 already knows about it.
Oh, my
Twin
God.
Twin 2's living his best. Girl one is
fantasy.
Crazy, and the Twin Towers rise again.
No, you've got, this weird fantasy where you think like, oh yeah, the boys are on. They've got the boy code. No, Lakey. The twin doesn't know. He's going to be heartbroken when he finds out his ex-girlfriend is dating his twin brother behind his back.
Nah, twins work in funny ways.
No.
The twin could probably, they wouldn't even end discussion. Twins know what each other are doing all the time.
Okay, they don't have telepathy.
I reckon they do. No. I reckon they got sex telepathy. Like,
you're dreaming that.
Oh yeah, twin twos over again.
This is your fantasy that they're like, yeah, right, your turn now.
No, because I used to be good mates with a couple of twins and they were dead set. The first thing they'd do, if they hooked up with a chick at the club, they'd ask the chick if the other twin could come back. I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
Look, trust me on this one. The twin does not know that his twin brother is now dating his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, 13, 10, 60. Where do you stand on the twin? I mean, the girl's obviously crazy. It doesn't sound like a full-on thing. It just sounds like she's just weaning off. Little
probably
rebound twin.
And she wants it to come out so that it gets back to the other twin.
Wow.
And then there's going to be a fight in the family. It's just too much from her.
All right, who's mostly in the wrong? Twin one, twin two, no, not twin one. Twin one hasn't done jack shit. Twin two or the girl, what do we reckon? Monique on 13, 10, 60. What do you think? Twinning? Twinning.
No twinning.
Oh, no twinning.
No, I think that she is being very deceitful to hide it. I think that she may be using the twin as a rebound to get over her ex.
Mm-hmm.
She's weaning off twin one with twin two. Imagine if you're dating one of them.
Do it with another dude, not his brother, who's a twin.
Think for a second. Yeah, these are probably very hot twins that she is very attracted to, right? Think, you're going to date the bananas in pyjamas. You break up with B1. Next best thing, B2.
Lakey.
Why wouldn't she? She's got a clone. She's got a second chance.
And go for a teddy.
No, teddies are boring.
There's plenty of fish in the sea. Why does it have to be his twin brother?
Because it's literally God's gift of giving you a second shot at the same man.
And it didn't work out for a bloody reason.
Yeah, because...
Leave his twin brother alone.
Oh, I don't know.
If you were sleeping with someone, would you be okay if they were fantasizing about someone else? Because that's probably what she's doing.
If Jennifer Hawkins wants to sleep with me and fantasize and treat me like a wooden spoon, I don't care.
Do we think that she's a Jennifer Hawkins, though?
She can pretend that I am a hot air balloon for all I care. Don't bother me. I'm doing my own thing. Ali on 131060. Hello.
Hey, yeah, it's totally fine that she's gone from one boy to the other. As long as she knows that, there's no then going back to the first boy again if she gets full of the second one.
Absolutely. You can't double dip on twins.
No. How is it okay, Ellie, to go from one twin brother to the other? That's weird, A, for one, and also, like, the family or the friends. It's just a weird circumstance. And she's hiding it from the ex.
Yeah, that's the only bit I disagree with. You should always be open and honest about your relationship. Mm. I've also got something else to chime in about twins. So I found out that I was bisexual in high school because there was a set of twins, a girl and a boy, and I could not determine which one I liked more, the girl or the boy. And I reckon if I tried out with one, didn't quite like it, tried out the second time and it worked out, I think it would be totally fine.
Twinning! Twinning! Winning in a weird bisexual gender way.
Chigo, what do you think? Oh, one of the great men is over.
Chigo, get on the mic.
No urgency. He wheeled over at the speed of moss. What I call them.
I had to gather my thoughts.
Okay, well, tell us.
Well,
I think it's okay, but like... the caller said you can't go back to the other twin if it doesn't work.
Yeah,
out.
There we go.
No, Shy Guy said it.
No, as long as all the family knows and is okay with it as well.
Yeah. Well Mum's not going to be okay with that at all. But...
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Oh, what's that? Interesting.
Oh. You've heard of the Tooth Fairy. You've heard of the Fairy Godmother. Now we give you the best fairy of all, the...
Oh, she died.
Instead, we give you the second best option, the Jingle Fairy.
Yes, the Jingle Fairy is back, waving her magic wand, helping out Australian businesses. Yeah, just adding that extra kick for a little bit of extra business. Last time I checked, when the Jingle Fairy was in town, business was booming. She will use her magic powers, the power of Jingle, to hopefully help out another business tonight. And we've got Ross from 24 Hour Total Security. Hello, Ross.
Hello, Danny. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, I understand your son, Dominic, he sent this one through to us on your behalf to the Jingle Fairy, which is very nice of him.
Yes, yeah, it's good work by him.
Yes, I really had no concept of the Jingle Fairy.
Don't even know who you are.
I mean, what I like about this, and I'm sure what the Jingle Fairy likes about this as well, that 24-hour total security, you know what you're going to get in the name. No one's ringing up 24-hour total security saying, what services do you provide? You know you're getting 24-hour total security, not that part-time security.
No, full-time security.
Look, the Jingle Fairy is ready to go. Yes, all right, Jingle. All right, Madam Jingle. Ross, are you ready to hear the jingle that the Jingle Fairy is made up for 24-hour total security, a.k.a. your business, with the option afterwards to accept a small USB drive sent to you within 5 to 7 business days?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. I mean, I run a successful business during the day, but at nighttime, I just feel that business is so vulnerable with no one around.
Hey, bro, sounds like you need some security to keep an eye on that badass business you've got.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. I've always thought about it, but I usually just think of some little skinny pleb driving around in some sort of Toyota Echo, pretending to scare people off but never doing anything.
No, bro, 24-hour total security. Those guys are the best in the business. Give them a call. Shorty, get down, good lord. Got security all over the town. Newcastle area and all around the Central Coast and the Sydney surrounds. Available for parties, so dickheads go away. Keep them at bay each and every night. Protecting your worksite. Eagle-eyed guards they provide. Always satisfied, always certified. Crimes like smash and dash or stealing cash, they'll be there in a flash. By no means half-assed, always alert when they walk past. I rate them a 10 out of 10, again and again. They'll scare off those dangerous men. 24-hour total security. Tough. Just call them up. 24-hour total security. Just call them up. Since 24-hour total security. Just call them up. A business brand you can trust. Security. Just call them up. No job too big or too small.
Ross.
Oh, that's gold.
Ross the boss. 24-hour total security. Do you accept the Jingle Fairy's offering of maybe flying under your pillow and leaving a small USB stick with that jingle on it during the night when you sleep?
Absolutely, 100%.
Unbelievable.
On you, Roscoe. You won't regret it.
Another happy customer from the Jingle Fairy. Thank you, Ross. 1-800-482-731 for 24-hour total security.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake and Lake Show quickie.